We present Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve in Paul Temple and Steve, a serial in 8 episodes by Francis Dubridge. Episode 4. Mrs. Forrester is surprised. Paul Temple, the celebrated novelist and private detective, is visited by Sir Graham Forbes of Scotland Yard and by a Mr. Philip Kaufman, who is attached to the special branch. Kaufman tells Paul Temple about a notorious criminal known as Dr. Belasco. Temple promises to try and discover the identity of Belasco, and during the course of his investigations, makes the acquaintance of David Nelson, Henry Worth, and a certain Mrs. Forrester. Worth is the proprietor of a small cafe in Soho. One afternoon, Sir Graham receives a letter from a man known as Harry Marks. Marks promises to reveal the identity of Dr. Belasco, but is unfortunately murdered. A little while later, Temple and Steve visit a nightclub owned by a man known as Ed Bellamy. Bellamy is known to have been an associate of Harry Marks. Temple visits Bellamy in his private office.
Was Marks a business associate of yours?
Kind of. He bought himself an interest in this place just before Christmas.
How much did that cost him?
£12,000.
£12,000? That's a lot of money.
It ain't hay.
Mr. Bellamy.
Yes?
Who do you think murdered Harry Marks?
You're the detective around here. Who do you think murdered him? That's more to the point.
I think he was murdered by a man called Belasco. Dr. Belasco.
Dr. Belasco?
Yes. The name isn't entirely unfamiliar to you, I take it?
Well, not entirely. You're the second guy that's mentioned it to me tonight.
Oh? Who was the first?
A fellow in the restaurant. He asked me to have a drink with them.
What was he like?
Well, I'll point him out to you. Turn that table over.
What?
Just turn the table over.
By Jove, what's this? Your own television system?
No, a periscope. I like to see what's going on around here. Look, there's Mrs. Temple.
Yes, I'm just watching her.
Now, let's turn it round and see if we can find that guy.
Do you see him?
No. It rather looks to me as it... Oh, there he is.
Where?
Sat over in the corner near the stairway. Do you see him?
Yes. Yes, I see him, all right.
Who is he?
His name's Joseph. He works for a woman called Mrs. Forrester. What exactly did he say to you, Mr. Bellamy?
Well, he just asked me to have a drink with him. I didn't like to offend the guy, so I had a drink.
How did he come to mention Dr. Belasco?
He suddenly asked me if I knew him. He said it in rather a peculiar way, though, as if there was a kind of catch in it. Say, who is this Dr. Belasco, anyway?
Don't you know?
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't be asking you.
Well, for some time now, there have been a number of small cliques, call them gangs, if you like, in the West End of London. Dr. Belasco is determined to coordinate those cliques into one body, one definite organization.
With Belasco as the great white chief, I take it.
Exactly.
He's got some hopes.
He's got more than hopes, Mr. Bellamy.
What do you mean?
Oh, there are signs, very definite signs, in fact, that Belasco is succeeding. This afternoon, I had a long confidential chat to Inspector Perry, who's in charge of the investigation.
I know Perry. He walks in here as if he had a season ticket.
Yes. Well, what Perry doesn't know about the West End is nobody's business. He told me that the protection racket, which hardly existed in this country 6 months ago, is now carefully planned and efficiently organized. And it isn't only the protection racket either, Mr. Bellamy.
What do you mean?
4 weeks ago, a diamond necklace was stolen. It was valued at approximately $250,000.
Oh, I know. The Duchess of Harborough's. It was in the papers.
Do you know who stole the necklace?
Yeah. There's only one man who could steal it. You know that as well as I do. Larry Bristol. He must have been crazy.
Why?
Because he'll never get rid of a necklace like that, not in 1,000 years.
That's just the point.
I don't get you.
6 months ago, Larry Bristol wouldn't have attempted a job like that, but someone quite obviously persuaded him that the necklace could be got rid of. Someone, in fact, carefully organized the whole business.
Have they picked up Larry?
Perry picked him up in Liverpool 3 weeks ago.
Had he the necklace?
No, but he had a very satisfactory alibi.
This Dr. Belasco seems to know all the answers. But why are you telling me all this, Mr. Temple? It makes interesting conversation, but where does it get us?
Harry Marks wrote Sir Graham Forbes a letter saying that he knew the identity of Dr. Belasco. Shortly after he wrote that letter, he was murdered.
Yeah. And to my way of thinking, he asked for it. I never liked Marks. I took his dough because I needed it, but I never liked the guy. Look here. You don't really think that I murdered Marks, that I'm Dr. Belasco.
Are you?
Sure. I'm also Betty Grable and Monty Woolley. No, but seriously, just because I knew Harry Marks, you don't really think that I'm mixed up in this business.
How well did you know him?
Marks? Pretty well. You see, the position, so far as I was concerned, was simply this. Just before Christmas, I struck a pretty bad patch with this place. I needed money. Marks used to come here pretty often. He was a rough diamond, but he kind of liked what he called the classy setups. One night, he discovered that financially I was in hot water, and he made me a proposition.
Did he interfere with you at all?
What do you mean?
With the running of this place?
Oh, no. No, he was pretty nice about all that.
Marks was friendly with a girl called Billy Chandler. Did you meet her?
Why, yes. I knew Billy. She was a nice girl. That was too bad. About what happened, I mean.
Yes.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll be making a move. It's nice to have met you, Mr. Temple. And give my regards to the little lady.
Thank you.
Oh, this way, Mr. Temple. You'll find it much quicker.
Hello, Steve.
Oh, hello, darling.
Sorry to have been so long.
That's all right. Did you see Mr. Bellamy?
Yes, I saw him. It's your friend, all right. He sends his regards.
Somehow I had a feeling it might be. It's rather odd, though, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, it's rather odd that he should be mixed up in this business and yet turn up just when Mr. Nelson and I had the accident.
Well, according to Mr. Bellamy, he's not mixed up in this business.
He was a friend of Harry Marks.
Yes, but I'm not sure whether that proves anything or not.
Paul.
Yes?
When Mr. Kaufman first told us about Dr. Belasco, he told us that Belasco was starting to form the nucleus of a new organization.
Well?
Do you think that's true? I mean, for weeks now, there's been nothing about Belasco in the newspapers.
It's true enough. And it's my firm belief that Kaufman didn't exaggerate. Good evening.
Oh. Good evening, sir.
I didn't expect to find you here, Joseph.
No, sir.
What is this, business or pleasure?
Purely pleasure, sir. It's my evening off.
Oh, I see. I can understand now why you make such excellent cocktails. Obviously, you believe in getting your experience at first hand.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is my wife, Joseph.
Good evening, madam.
Good evening.
Will you excuse me, sir?
Yes, of course. Give my regards to Mrs. Forrester.
Yes. Yes, I will indeed.
Who on earth is that extraordinary individual?
His name's Joseph. He works for Mrs. Forrester.
What do you mean, works for her?
Well, the day I arrived, he opened the door. I think he's a sort of general factotum.
It's rather strange to find him in this sort of place.
And that's what I thought.
Did you know he was here?
Yes. Bellamy pointed him out to me and apparently spoke to Bellamy earlier this evening.
What about? Do you know?
Yes. He asked him if he'd heard of...
What is it?
Who's this?
Mr. Temple.
Yes?
May I introduce myself? My name's Cramer, Lord Cramer.
Well, how do you do?
I read a book of yours a long time ago, something to do with a murder or something. Couldn't make head or tail of it. Always meant to ask you about it.
What was it called?
Ah, now you've got me. Deuce of a long time ago. Fellow pushes girl off a cliff or knocks her under a train or something. Whole thing's rather far-fetched, I thought.
I trust you didn't buy a copy.
No. Rather not. Borrowed it from a friend. As a matter of fact, Temple, I've got rather a good idea for a detective novel myself. Perhaps we might get together sometime.
Yes, we might.
Well, why not later tonight? At your flat?
Well,
I could tell you the whole idea, and then... Perhaps we could talk about Dr. Belasco.
What do you know about Dr. Belasco?
Waiter, at your flat.
All right.
just after 12. We'll be waiting.
Ready, Steve?
Yes.
It's a pity we haven't got the car.
I knew you'd say that.
Can you get us a cab?
I very much doubt it, sir.
It's all right, darling. We can walk.
I haven't seen a taxi for the last half hour, sir. But if you'd like to hold on a bit, I'll pop down to the end of the square. Blimey, you are lucky. Taxi! Taxi! It's okay. It's flags up.
That's a piece of luck.
It certainly is, ma'am. Oh, thank you, sir. Here you are, ma'am.
Thank you.
Where to, sir?
Tell him to drop us off at... Hello.
What is it, Paul?
Have you seen my gloves?
You had them a moment ago.
Are you sure? That's funny.
You don't appear to have dropped them, sir.
Look in your pockets, mate.
No, Are you sure I had them, darling?
Yes, I think so.
I know what's happened. I've left them in the cloakroom. Hold on a moment.
I shan't be long, driver.
Yes, okay.
Can't afford to lose a pair of gloves these days. It isn't just a question of the money, it's a question of the blinking coupons.
Is anything the matter, sir?
Where's your telephone?
There's a box in the corner, sir. Just
thank you. Sir Graham?
Oh, hello, Temple.
Are you alone?
Why, no, I've got Kaufman here.
Well, listen, I'm in a desperate hurry and I've got to talk fast. I'm in the Machicha Club. Steve and I are just leaving. Someone's trying to pick us up.
What do you mean? In a taxi?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Have you got a car handy?
Kaufman has.
Good. Now, listen, I'm deliberately going to fall for it, but I want you to follow us.
Where is the Machicha Club? Berkeley Square?
Yes.
Good. We'll be there in 5 or 6 minutes.
Right. The number of the cab is DHO838.
Mm-hmm. Stall in for as long as you can.
Yes, all right.
Oh, sorry.
Why, good evening, Mr. Temple.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Forrester.
You appear to be in rather a hurry.
Yes, I had to make a telephone call.
So I gathered. Are you alone?
No, my wife's outside. She's waiting for me.
Oh.
We're just leaving.
Oh, what a pity.
I had a feeling that I might possibly bump into you this evening.
Did you? What made you think that?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps seeing Joseph here.
Seeing Joseph?
Yes. You appear to be surprised, Mrs. Forrester.
Where is Joseph?
Why, here. At the Machicha.
Here? Do you mean to say that Joseph is... Are you sure?
I'm quite sure. I spoke to him.
Well, really, this is too much. You have to pay your servants the earth these days, and then when you pay them the earth... Oh, really, this is exasperating.
Shall I ask him to leave?
You can't very well ask... Well, I can see the funny side of it, but really, it is annoying. Oh, well. Good night, Mr. Temple.
Goodbye, Mrs. Forrester.
He's taking his blinking time.
Here he is, madam.
Oh, good. You've been a very long time, darling.
Have I?
Did you find your gloves, sir?
Oh, yes. Yes, thanks very much. I dropped them in the cloakroom.
You were lucky, sir.
Yes. Yes, rather.
Jump in, Paul.
Where to?
Take us to... Steve, how would you like to go to Pinolio's for an hour or so?
Not at this time of night, darling.
Well, why not? It's early yet.
No. The flat.
All right. But I think you're making a terrible mistake. Half Moon Street.
Okay.
You can drop us on the corner.
Yes, you know, all right.
Good night, sir.
Oh, here we are.
You have tipped him, Paul.
Oh, have I? Oh, well. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Paul, what's the matter with you?
What do you mean?
You're dithering about like an old man.
Don't be silly. You comfy over there?
Yes, of course I am. Darling, is anything the matter?
Yes.
What?
This taxi was waiting for us.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, darling.
You mean he deliberate... Oh, nonsense.
All right. We'll soon see.
Paul, you don't really think that...
Well?
was rather odd, wasn't it?
He ought to take the next turning if he intends to... There you are. There you are, he's missed it.
Paul, where's he taking us to?
Your guess is as good as mine.
But what are we going to do?
No, it's all right, Steve.
Paul, supposing he... He's going faster.
Yes. Steve, what are you taking your shoe off for?
We've got to break the window.
No, no, Steve, wait. I want to know where he's taking us to.
But, Paul, we can't just sit here and... Darling, that's ridiculous.
Steve, turn round. Look through the window at the back.
Is that car following us?
Yes. It's Sir Graham.
What? Oh, you didn't lose your gloves. You telephoned him. That's why you went back.
Yes.
Who's behind all this, darling? Belasco?
Yes.
I wonder where we're going.
He'll begin to think it's rather odd if we don't start kicking up a fuss. Sit back, darling.
What are you going to do?
I say, I told you to go to Half Moon Street. What the devil's the idea? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I told you to go to Half Moon Street.
Now we know that you were right.
Yes.
He's accelerating.
You know, this...
What is it?
I can't see the car behind.
Oh, no. Don't say we've lost them.
No, there they are.
Who's with Sir Graham?
Philip Kaufman. You know, Steve, this business is peculiar. After I left you and went back to telephone, I bumped bang slap into Mrs. Forrester.
Oh, what was that?
What?
That noise.
There was a car backfiring.
Oh. I've lost my shoe, darling. I had it in my hand a moment ago. What's happening?
He's swerving all over the place. What the devil's he doing?
Paul, what's the matter? What is it?
I don't know what's happened. Good heavens, what's he trying to do? Oh,
he's pulling up.
Well, we're in the middle of the road, surely... By George, you're right. He is pulling up.
He switched his engine off.
No, it's stalled. What's happened, Steve?
He's leaning over the wheel as if he fainted or something.
Wait a minute. I can't get this confounded door open. Ah, that's it. Come on, Steve.
I've lost my shoe somewhere.
Here's Sir Graham.
I don't know where my shoe is.
Hello, Sir Graham.
What happened? Are you both all right?
Yes, thanks.
I can't imagine what happened. He suddenly started to swerve all over the place and then pulled up.
I say.
What is it?
The driver seems to be in a pretty bad way.
I should imagine he must have had a seizure.
Now, give me your hand, Steve. I'll help you out.
Paul, I've lost my shoe.
Come along, darling. That's it.
Mr. Temple, Sir Graham, come over here a moment, please.
What is it, Kaufman?
Take a look at this man. Look at his face.
Why, he's been shot.
That accounts for it. That accounts for the cab suddenly swerving. Steve said she thought she heard something. I thought it was a car backfiring, but... Sir Graham, don't you see what happened?
Someone must have known we were following the cab. They waited most probably in a shop doorway until the cab got level with them.
But how could they know?
Where did you telephone from?
From the Machicha.
From the call box?
Yes, there was a call box in the hall.
I say, we'll have to get an ambulance for this fellow.
Wait a moment. I believe he's trying to say something.
Is he badly hurt?
Darling, don't come too near. I don't want you to see him.
It'll only upset you, Steve.
But can't I do anything?
No, Steve, please.
Temple, he's trying to say something.
What is it?
I don't know.
What is he trying to say?
I don't know, unless... Now, look here, old man. Just relax. That's it. That's better. Now... Where were you going to take us to?
I was told to take you to...
Yes?
To take you to...
Yes?
Elton.
He's dead.
Yes.
Oh.
What did you say?
What was it? I was told to take you to... Ablestone.
Ablestone?
It sounded more like Ablesden to me.
Well, that's what I thought.
Ablestone? Is there a place called Ablestone?
Not that I know of.
I wonder if that's what he said.
He spoke so indistinctly, I don't know.
Oh, here are two of your men, by the look of things.
Yes, it's a patrol car.
You all right, Steve?
Yes, but, Paul, I've only got one shoe, and I
can't
very well...
What's going on here? Oh, good evening, Sergeant. There's been an accident.
An accident, you say? Is anyone hurt now?
Yes, the driver's been killed.
Oh. Well, if you take the particulars, Sergeant, I'll... Oh, sorry, sir, I didn't recognise you.
Recognise? What the devil are you blathering on?
I beg your pardon, Sir Graham.
It's all right, Sergeant.
Sergeant O'Day, sir.
PC Braddock, sir.
Sergeant, do you know this district very well?
Why, yes, sir.
Do you happen to know a place called Ablesden?
What sort of a place, sir?
I don't know. It might be a shop, it might be a club, it might be a private house, even.
Ablesden?
Yes.
I'm afraid I don't, sir. What about you, George?
Sorry, sir.
Well, do you know a person called Ablesden?
A person?
Yes.
I'm afraid I don't, sir.
Sorry, sir.
What about the name Ablestone?
Ablestone, sir?
Yes.
Does that mean anything to you?
I'm afraid it doesn't, sir.
Sergeant?
No, sir.
Well, it rather looks to me as if we're on the wrong track.
Begging your pardon, sir, but how do you spell that name?
Spell it?
Yes, sir.
What makes you ask that?
Well, I was just thinking, sir. Are you quite sure the name is Ablesden or Ablestone?
No, we're not sure. That's just the point.
This man, the taxi driver, was taking Mr. and Mrs. Temple to an unknown destination. Just before he died, he said what sounded to us remarkably like, "I was told to take you to Ablesden."
I take it the point is, sir, that you've got to find that place or person.
Exactly.
What's on your mind, officer?
Well, the name the taxi driver said, sir, could it have been Dunn, sir? Abel Dunn?
Abel Dunn?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't think so.
Abel Dunn? I'm not so sure.
No, neither am I.
Who is Abel Dunn?
He's a Welshman, sir. Only a youngish chap. He runs a small dry cleaning business in Layman Street.
Layman Street?
It's about half a mile from here, sir.
In which direction?
You were going in the right direction, sir.
We've had our eye on this place for some time, sir. There's something queer going on there, but we just don't know what it is.
What do you mean exactly? Something queer?
Well, Dunn seems to receive an awful lot of visitors, and they don't always belong to the district, as you might say, sir. Secondly, he seems to make a great deal of money, but, well, he's not exactly interested in the business.
Not in the dry cleaning business.
Have you reported this matter?
No, sir, but we're keeping our eyes open.
Take us to this place, Braddock.
Yes, sir.
Stay here, Sergeant, and take charge.
Very good, sir.
Ready, Temple?
Yes.
Darling, I've lost my shoe.
Come along, Steve.
Kaufman, you go along with Braddock. I'll take Mr. and Mrs. Temple in your car.
Very good, sir.
Come along, Steve.
I've lost my shoe, Sir Graham.
What about Steve?
I've lost my shoe.
What? You lost what, darling?
I've lost my shoe.
You've lost your shoe?
Yes, darling.
Your shoe?
Yes, my shoe.
Mon Dieu. But you can't have lost your shoe.
It's ridiculous, Steve. You can't possibly...
I tell you, I've lost my shoe. Now,
begging your pardon, ma'am.
What is it, Sergeant?
Is this the article you've been troubling your head about?
Why, yes, that's my... Sergeant, you're a man after my own heart. Will you be putting it on me foot now?
I will that.
That's the place, sir. On the corner.
Does Dunn live there?
I believe so, sir. There's a small flat above the shop. The entrance to the flat's on the right, sir.
Kaufman?
Yes, Sir Graham?
Stay here with Mrs. Temple and Braddock. If we're not back in 5 minutes, you know what to do.
Yes, sir.
Come along, Temple. He's not in. Is the door locked?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Well, that's that.
Wait a minute.
Ah, have you done it?
Yes, I broke the damn key. It's a nuisance.
There's a narrow staircase. The flat must be at the top.
Yes.
Let me go first, Temple.
All right. Can you see?
Not too well, I'm afraid.
Damn! Did you hurt yourself?
No.
What made you slip?
I don't know. I think I put my foot on something. Wait a minute. Yes. Here we are.
What is it?
I don't know. It feels like a piece of metal or something.
Wait a minute. I'll strike a match.
Temple, I believe it's... Why, yes, look. It's a cigarette lighter. It's a lighter exactly like the one you found on Ross Morgan.
Let me have a look at it.
What are you looking at?
This is the lighter Steve had. The one I returned to David Nelson.
The identical one?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
How do you know?
Well, look. There's a tiny scratch on the corner, near the flint.
Well?
I had a hunch that sooner or later this lighter would turn up again, and that's why I made quite sure that when it did, I'd recognize it.
What do you mean?
I made this mark myself, Sir Graham.
Then Nelson must have been here.
It looks very much like it, unless... What was that?
What?
I thought I heard something.
No, I don't think so.
Come along, Sir Graham. Let's go upstairs.
Here we are.
I don't hear anything. You know, I don't think there's anyone in.
No, I don't think there is. The door's locked.
You sure?
Yes.
What is it?
There's something on the doorknob. I think it's...
It's blood. Get the door open. Get it open, quickly. Quickly, Sir Graham.
There's another room over there. Temple. Temple. Look at this man. Just look at this man.
Oh.
He's been beaten up. He's been absolutely beaten up.
Yes.
Who is he? Do you know?
His name's Lord Cramer. He spoke to me about an hour ago at the Machicha.
You have been listening to the fourth episode of Paul Temple and Steve, a serial in eight episodes by Francis Durbridge, with Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve. Others taking part were Candida Benson, Richard Greenwood, John Paul Hurley, Robin Lang, Gareth Thomas, and Nick Underwood. The production for the BBC was by Patrick Rayner.